Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm in the middle of my fourth week of teaching on spirit, soul, and body. This is the teaching that just revolutionized my life. I tell you, it's an understanding that brought a lot of things into focus for me, and I'm really excited about this teaching. We're nearing the end of this, probably not this week, but next week will be our last week to teach on this, and I really believe that this is must teaching for every Christian. This is like something that every Christian must know. So I really want to encourage you to get these materials. Also, I've been announcing this, that we have my Spirit, Soul, and Body book in Spanish, Espíritu, Alma y Cuerpo. And this is really blessing a lot of people. I've had some great comments about this down in Mexico, Nicaragua. People have been getting this. And, of course, there's a lot of Spanish-speaking people in the United States. Wherever you are, I encourage you to get that and get it for somebody and share this truth with them. It would be a real blessing. So this week, I've been talking about how that one of the applications of this teaching of spirit, soul, and body, that it's your spirit that gets saved and that your spirit is completely changed according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. One of the applications of that truth is that in the spirit realm, you have the mind of Christ. Now, the last couple of days, I've been building up to this, and in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, it says, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord that we may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Just by observation, you can tell that that's not talking about in your physical mind up here, because you can look at your last test, you can... Every one of us is just aware that we forget names, we forget things. But you know what? In the spirit realm is the only way to understand this. In the spirit, you have the mind of Christ. And before you can draw it out, you first of all have to understand that you know everything that God knows. Boy, that is just, to some people, I'm sure that that sounds like blasphemy. I'm not talking about with just my brain up here, I know this. I'm talking about the born-again part of me. I have the Spirit of Christ that has been sent into my heart. Galatians chapter 4 says we've had the Spirit of His Son crying, "Abba, Father." It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 9, that if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So if anybody says, "Well, how dare you say that you have the Spirit of Christ in you?" Well, Romans 8, 9, if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you aren't born again. No, this is what happens. You become a new person, and God literally puts the Spirit of Jesus on the inside of you. And one of the benefits of having Jesus live on the inside of you is that you know everything that Jesus knows. Your born-again spirit is identical to Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 says, "He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit." H-E-I-S is the Greek word, and it means one to the exclusion of another. It's not talking about similar, of the same kind. It's talking about identical. In your born-again spirit, you have the mind of Christ. Therefore, you have His wisdom, His ability, His understanding. Boy, that's powerful. And if people understood that, it would change a lot of things. It would change a lot of the songs that we're singing about just woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I feel. Wailing and travailing about how tough this life is. And oh, I just hope I can hold out until I get to heaven. You know what? Once you understand that everything that God is was in Jesus, the fullness of the Godhead was in Him bodily, Colossians 2, 9, and we are now complete in Him. I guarantee you, Jesus isn't wringing His hands, looking at this world situation, wondering how He's going to make this work, and He's not worried, and He's not anxious about anything. Jesus is seated at the Father's right hand. He's already won. Everything is a done deal. It's all moving towards a conclusion that He's predicted, and it's going to come to pass. There is no anxiety, no worry, no care in Jesus' part. And in your born-again spirit, you have that same mind. Matter of fact, there's so many scriptures on this. You know, I'm just having to pick and choose. But over here in 1 Peter chapter 4, I believe it is, It says in verse 1, 1 Peter 4, 1, "Forasmuch then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind." And it goes on. But let me just stop right there and say that Jesus suffered all of these things for us. Everything that He suffered wasn't because of His sin, because of His failure. He bore our judgment, our punishment. Everything that Jesus did was for us. And now, one of the benefits is that everything that Jesus is now is for us. It's not just going to take place when we die and go to be with the Lord. It's going to be completed when we get into heaven, because our soul and our body will be changed, and therefore there will be no resistance. There will be nothing to stop the flow of what is true in our spirit. But right now, in your spirit, you have been totally changed. Your born-again spirit is identical to Jesus. Your salvation in the spirit realm is as perfect, as pure, as complete right this moment as it'll be a million years from now in eternity. One-third of your salvation is over. And what I'm focusing on this week is that in that spirit realm, you now have the mind of Christ. Now, you don't have it up here in your head, but in your born-again spirit, you have the mind of Christ. And it says right here, arm yourselves with that same mind. You can have the same thinking that Christ has. There's many scriptures that talk about this. It says in Colossians chapter 3 and in verse 10, "And have put on the new man," this is again talking about the spirit part of you that's been born again, "which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that has created him." So this is saying that in that new man, in that spirit part of you, you are renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. It's saying that your knowledge is similar to His knowledge. Actually, it's even more than similar. If you look over in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 20, that scripture there says, "But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things." Again, by observation, you can tell that this isn't talking about your brain. Your brain doesn't know all things. There's just all kinds of things that we do not understand with our mind. So the only thing that's left is this has to be talking about the mind of Christ that is in your born-again spirit. You know all things. All things, not most things, not a lot of things, not the important things, not the basic things that you have to survive to get by with. This scripture, 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, says that you know all things, period. That's it. And again, there are some people that if you haven't watched this whole series that I've done on spirit, soul, and body, or even if you have watched it, but if it hasn't yet sunk in and really dominated you, some people are just by observation going to search their mind and say, "Well, I don't know all things." And so you just discount this. But this isn't talking about the physical, emotional, mental part of you. In the born-again spirit, when you get born again, God placed within you the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16. Colossians 3:10, "You have been renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created you." And then 1 John 2:20 says, "You have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things." I know that some of you say, "But I just can't see it. I can't grasp it. How can I believe it?" You just take what you see in the Word. You know, going back to the very beginning of this teaching that I did, I told you that flesh is flesh and spirit is spirit, and you cannot discern what is going on in the spiritual part of you by any physical feeling. You can't see it, taste it, hear it, smell it, or feel it. You just have to look at the Word like a mirror, and you look at this as a spiritual mirror, and when it says something, you go by what it says, because Jesus said in John 6:63, that the flesh profits nothing. It's the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Jesus said, "My words are spirit." They are representative of what is true in the spiritual realm. This is how you perceive the spirit truth, is through what the Word says. And so I've given you a bunch of scriptures. First Corinthians 2:16, you have the mind of Christ. Colossians 3:10, that new man, the Spirit, has been renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, you have an unction. That means a special endowment of power, a special ability from God, and you know all things. This is true of you in your born-again spirit. In your spirit, you have the mind of Christ. You know everything that you need to know. Knowledge is power. You know, I've already used these verses, but over in 2 Peter chapter 1, it talks about all things. Verse 3, that pertain unto life and godliness are given unto us through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. And then verse 4 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. The subject was talking about knowledge, and it says, whereby, through this knowledge is given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. So the knowledge of God is contained in these promises, in the Word. The Word of God is revealed, and everything that you need comes through the knowledge of God. Somebody might say, well, I know that's true, but the problem is I just don't have any knowledge of God. What I'm trying to teach you is that in your born-again spirit, you have the mind of Christ. You've been renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created you. You have a special anointing from God, and you know all things. It goes on and says this in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. It says, but the anointing which you have received of Him. Remember in verse 20, right up here, it says you have an unction from the Holy One. That's talking about a special anointing or an endowment of power, and you know all things. Verse 27, but the anointing, that unction, that endowment of power which you have received of Him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in Him. Boy, that's awesome. You know what this is saying is that when you got born again, you have the mind of Christ, you know all things. And you have the Holy Spirit to take this revelation that is on the inside of you and begin to educate your brain. You've got to get to where you understand with your mind the things that are already a reality in your born-again spirit. You know, you will often hear people say, well, I know that I know these things in my head, but I'm trying to get them down into my spirit. I've heard people before say, we're trying to educate our spirit. That really isn't the accurate way of looking at this. If you are born again in your spirit has the mind of Christ, has an unction from the Holy One. It knows all things. It's been renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created Him. In your spirit, everything is perfect. Your spirit knows the truth. You may be out there in your soulish, physical person just panicking and saying, what do I do? And wondering about what to do. But your spirit, if you've been born again, is calm and it knows the answers. So you aren't trying to get the Word out of your head and into your spirit. The truth is you are trying to take the revelation that has already been placed in your spirit when you got born again and you have the mind of Christ, and you are trying to draw that wisdom out and get it into your brain. You know, I'm talking right now to your heart. I'm speaking on a heart level. In your heart, you are saying yes, and you're bearing witness, and the Holy Spirit is bearing witness. But then I'm trying to educate your mind to what you already have in your spirit. Boy, there's a big difference between that. I tell you, this has just transformed my life. This is a powerful truth that has revolutionized me. Just to know that you have the mind of Christ. Just to know that we don't have to sit there and just say, well, we'll never understand it this side of glory. Just to know that I'm not limited to that, that I can press in. Now, it's not without effort. It's not automatic. You don't have the wisdom and the knowledge that's in your spirit just instantly transform your mind. The Bible talks about this in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, where it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. That word transformed there is the Greek word metamorpho. It's a word we get metamorphosis from. The way that a worm becomes a butterfly. This transformation. takes place by the renewing of your mind, is what Romans 12:2 says. And so, see, you have all of this in your spirit, but it takes a renewing of your mind. It takes effort. And going back to that first verse, Romans 12:1, you have to present your body a living sacrifice. You have to seek after God. You have to yield to God. If you are out here listening to the trash, the sewage of this world flowing through your mind, and if you're occupied with that, then you know what? Even though you have the mind of Christ, this knowledge that all things that pertain unto life and godliness come through the knowledge of Him, and you've got that knowledge there, you'll never draw it out as long as you're sitting here using the entertainment of this world and the corruption of this world, as long as you are listening to the bigotry and the bias and the prejudice of people. And if you are being dominated by that instead of by what God's Word says, you'll never draw out this life of God that's on the inside of you. I'm telling you, we live in a corrupted world. And the opinions of people, our news media, just so many things are going on are contrary to what I'm saying. I'm telling you that in your born-again spirit, you have the mind of Christ. You know all things. And the world is going to tell you that, no, you can't do this. It's going to show you that you are incapable. It's going to point out your failures. It's going to be doing all of this. And unless you make a deliberate effort to get into God's Word and to renew your mind, this isn't going to come to pass automatically. Here's another way of saying it. It's as simple as what I'm describing right here. In your spirit, you're already complete. If you were born again, everything you will ever have in heaven is already on the inside of you. But to get it out so that you can experience it in your emotions and experience it in your physical body, you have to renew your mind, and that takes effort. So it's simple, but it's the hardest thing you'll ever do, to go against the way that this world thinks. Most of us are just followers. Most of us let other people press us into their mold. Matter of fact, again, if you go back to Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "And be not conformed to this world." The word for conformed there in the Greek, it's a word that means to press into the mold of. And it says, don't be pressed into the mold of this world. Don't be conformed to the thinking of this world, but be transformed through the renewing of your mind. Most people just, it's like sitting on an inner tube and floating down a river. That's what most people want their life to be, effortless. They just want to sit there and drink lemonade as they float down the river. I guarantee you, the direction that this world is going, if you just go with the flow, you are going to go to hell. Or if you got born again and don't renew your mind, you may not go to hell, but you are going to experience all of the death and the destruction and the heartache and the failure and the problems that those who are going to hell experience. I tell you, it's more accurate to say that the Christian life is like swimming upstream. While everybody else is on their inner tube drinking lemonade and floating down the stream, here you are swimming upstream, putting out a lot of effort. It's as simple as you just turn around and go the other way. It's simple, but it takes more effort to go upstream than it does to go downstream. What I'm saying is simple. You have the mind of Christ. Everything that you need is on the inside of you, but it's going to take all of the effort that you've got to renew your mind. You know, when I first started seeing this, when I first got this revelation, back in, it was probably around 71 or 72, not long after that, Jamie and I got married on October the 27th, 1972. And immediately, I quit my job. It wasn't the right thing to do, but I knew I was called into the ministry, and I thought, if I'm going to be a minister, I'm going to just serve God full time. And we had a lot of financial problems that were caused by me. But the benefit of all that was that I just started spending all day, every day, studying the Word, writing things out. And I remember one of the things that I did, I had scriptures just like these that I've been using. We have the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16, Colossians 3:10. We have been renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created Him. And then 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, we have an unction from the Holy One and we know all things. Verse 27, that anointing will teach us all things and lead us into all truth. And I took all of these scriptures and I wrote them out. I would spend probably a good 6 to 8 hours or more per day writing out hundreds of scriptures that I knew were painting a picture of who I was in the Spirit. But I couldn't see it. It just was totally contrary to my experience. It wasn't what I'd experienced, but it was what the Word said. And so to focus on it, I would just write them out longhand. This is before we had computers. And I'd just write them out. And then I'd go pray in tongues. I'd lock myself physically in a closet. Jamie and I were living in a one-bedroom apartment, and I would physically go into the closet, push the shoes out of the way, and get in there and close the door so that I could have a little privacy. And I'd spend 2 to 3 hours a day praying in tongues, saying, God, help me to get to where I believe what Your Word says about me more than what I feel. I felt totally inadequate. I was just dominated by my physical inadequacies and failures. And yet the Word was painting a total different picture of me. And so I would study that Word 8 hours, 10 hours a day, whatever, and then I would pray in tongues for 2 to 3 hours, asking God to renew my mind. And I'm running short of time on our program today, and so I'm going to have to do this on the rest of our programs this week. But I'm going to show you and make a link between speaking in tongues and getting a spiritual revelation of this. But, you know, I did this every day for at least 6 months. I would sit down and study the Word, write out all of these scriptures, and then spend 2 to 3 hours praying in tongues. And I did that for 6 months. And if somebody would have walked up to me and have said, what are you getting? What is God doing in your life? I wouldn't have been able to tell you much. It wasn't explained to my mind. I was doing what I knew to do, but on the inside, man, it's just like I was boiling on the inside. I knew that something was taking place, but I couldn't have communicated it to you. I couldn't have done anything. And then a number of things happened. I hadn't got time on this program to explain it to you. But all of a sudden, in 1 week's time, I mean, my understanding exploded. It's just like nearly everything that I teach today. Here I am 30-something years later, and about everything I teach now, I saw it in a little capsule form 30-something years ago after doing these things and praying in tongues, and I got a revelation of it, and I am still seeking out and learning and studying out and getting new scriptures and new ways of explaining and saying what I saw nearly 40 years ago. It was all on the inside, and there was just this explosion where I got little basic concepts about it, and I'm still developing them and understanding it. Here it is nearly 40 years later. I'm telling you, this is how you draw this wisdom out. And on our programs the rest of this week, I'm going to explain some very specific things that will help you, and I encourage you to listen. Also, please get these materials. We have not only this book on spirit, soul, and body in Spanish, but we also have this workbook now that is just really, really powerful. This was designed to help people teach Bible studies or Sunday school classes, and they would really help you. So please listen as our announcer gives you some information. Call or write and get these materials. And then join me again tomorrow as I continue this teaching on spirit, soul, and body on our Gospel Truth broadcast.
Andrew's complete teaching series titled Spirit, Soul, and Body is available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is offered for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify the CD or DVD when you order. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. Or if you prefer, Spirit, Soul, and Body is available in book form when you send a gift of any amount. A Spanish version is also available. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. The third audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third CD titled The Faith of God, Mind of Christ, free of charge.
Once again, I would like to just impress upon you how important I believe this teaching is. And these products that we're offering, the study guide, the DVDs, the CDs, the book in English or Spanish, I just really encourage you, if you don't have this, this is a must. I'm not saying that just because it's my teaching. This is what changed my life. You know, if you are struggling, I can promise you that what you need to know is in this material. If you listen to these materials, if you read the book, and if this doesn't light a fire under you, then you need to go back and read it or listen to it again, because I can guarantee you what you need is in there. So once again, please take advantage of these materials.
A condensed version of Spirit, Soul, and Body is also included in Andrew's latest book titled Sharper Than a Two-Edged Sword. This valuable book contains abbreviated versions of 16 of Andrew's most foundational teachings. It's available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
She said that the cheekbones were flattened. The nose bone was not visible at all. The pinky fingers on both hands, the third digit, was missing from the pinky. There were calcium deposits in the baby's heart. And she said, I've never seen a baby show this many signs on an ultrasound and not be born without Down syndrome.
When the doctor left the room, I stood up and immediately canceled this diagnosis. This was Satan trying to attack what God had as a plan for our family, and I canceled the diagnosis immediately.
Log on to awmi.net. Look to the left, click on Healing Testimonies, and take a healing journey with the Trober family.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Chicago, Illinois next week for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 4th through the 6th in Tinley Park, Illinois, Sunday, August 7th, and in the New England area for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 25th through the 27th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
This is your invitation to join Andrew Womack for a very special live internet-only broadcast Thursday evening, July 28th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain Time. Be among the first in the world to hear Andrew's exciting announcement and learn the good news about the sanctuary. You will be blessed. To watch live, simply log on to www.awmi.net. That's Thursday evening, July 28th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, only on awmi.net.